the Vazool, baby.
Come on in.
Well, hello, Screamers! Welcome to the Scream Until You Like It podcast. Well, sort of. I'm Clint Air Fryers Change Lives Myers from the Scream Until You Like It podcast. And with me, of course, is Canadian boy Ryan from the Amityville Retrospective. How's it going, Ryan?
Great. How's it going, Clint?
It is going just fine. We got together for a very special collaboration tonight, and that, of course, is to talk about an Indiegogo campaign and do a trailer reaction for our good friend Matt Skinner, who we have had on the show and we talked to together, which is another good reason why we got back together to react to this trailer. I don't know. Are you looking forward to Air Fryer Slaughter? I mean, are you an Air Fryer fan?
I am a fan. I have multiple air fryers in my house.
Oh, not only a fan, but an aficionado.
I guess I'm part of the cult, as you could say.
Yes.
I am actually looking forward to this movie. Everything I looked at, like when we talked to Matt, I looked at Matthew Mark Hunter's productions and some of the movies he's done. He's got that like early 80s trauma feel to him. So I'm not going to lie, I freaking love early 80s trauma, especially their like indie micro budget stuff, like the stuff that was shot on like a VHS camcorder.
Oh yeah,
just totally. Absolutely love stuff like that. So
yeah, Matthew Mark Hunter does have a few things on trauma that I'm aware of. That's something that Matt was talking about when we talked to him. So that does not shock me at all that this is very trauma-esque. And I know they at least credit Lloyd Kaufman in this. So I'm sure we'll have a look at that. And I'm excited about this too. I mean, I dabble in the air fryer world. You know what I mean? I have an air fryer, not plural or multiples like you say. Are any of yours sentient? Do you think you have any evil possessed air fryers in your home?
One of them trips a breaker whenever I try to make tea.
Oh, son of a bitch. Keep your eye on that one.
So yeah, that's to be fair, they are the same air fryer. It's just it's got multiple cabinets. I got one of those big honking ninja ones.
Okay.
So, which is the worst kind to have if it goes sentient, because you never know when it's gonna attack you.
Oh my god, yeah. Well, ninjas are really quiet, so I would be careful. I would be very careful. Hopefully you have a dog that is always on high alert.
That dog would sell me for a cookie.
Well, on that note, I think we should play a trailer and see what we think about this particular sentient evil air fryer.
All right, here we go.
Well, howdy, 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 all you cowboys and cowgirls. Welcome to the Cowboy Jim Show. Let me bring in my special little buddy, Benny. Say hi, Benny.
Howdy, Buckaroos. It's going to be a great show today.
It sure is, Benny, but before we get started, I want to talk to you about one of these cool items from our sponsor. It's called Air Fryer.
We can make all kinds of goodies, can we, Jim?
Oh, we sure can. We can make a whole fixin' of mac and beans.
Boy, this shit's gonna be swell.
It sure is. And we'll be right back after these messages. This is the air fryer, huh? The thing that's gonna make me rich.
Oh, yeah, now that's an air fryer.
1,000 watt.
You are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. You are definitely coming home with me.
Who even needs weed? We've got a brand new air fryer, baby.
So, I found it. Used condition, lightly. Had to clean off some ketchup and such, but it is in great condition.
What's ketchup in your air fryer?
Grab it.
I think it's blood.
I got some air fryer.
What?
Get up, cowboy. Your ass is mine.
Air fryer.
Jesus.
You look a little melted. Got your nose.
Oh no.
What a snot. Somebody's getting excited.
What the fuck, man? Oh, there it is.
He's a squirter.
Jesus Christ.
Air fryer slaughter. See you soon.
Okay.
Well, it would appear to me that the air fryer does not need electricity in order to be evil and kill.
It used its own cable.
I know, to hold the utility knife. Well, I mean, that was pretty wild. If they put those highlights in the trailer, then I assume that there's some things that they're holding back that they will be surprising us with whenever this comes out. I think the air fryer looks great. I don't know what you think of it.
Air fryer looked awesome. Matt's voice, I almost forgot for a second that it was Matt that was doing it. He's changed his voice for that. He was giving me, you ever see House 3?
Yes.
Horror show, Brian James. That little laugh that Brian James does.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That hee.
Funny thing happened to me on the way to the studio today.
Oh my god. It's like it's Brian fucking James.
You're totally right. I wonder if that's how the air fryer became sentient. If it was possessed with the spirit of some murderer who got the death penalty. That could be all right. I'm on board with that.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I mean, I'm 100% on board. House 3 was basically just a Shocker remake, so.
Yeah. We'll just have some references to Lance Hendrickson somewhere in here.
That was a lot of fun. It's exactly like when I said, when I talked about like the direct to video, you know, shot on VHS drone stuff. I'm talking about stuff like Newly Dead, Space Down with Me, Bingo, Zombie Rednecks. This felt right at home with that.
Yeah. I've not seen too many like appliance attack movies. Except maybe like, well, it's not an appliance, but I saw Killer Sofa once. So
this looks better than Killer Sofa.
Yeah. Well, and this is, you know, an actual air fryer, whereas the Killer Sofa wasn't actually a sofa. I'm pretty sure it was like a recliner or an easy chair. So was it really a killer sofa? So that looks like some interesting kills. The effects look pretty good. I mean, what little they put in there, like, wasn't expecting somebody to lose the lower half of their face. That was pretty awesome looking. And of course I did like the got your nose gag. I imagine they're probably going to do more of that. I think that's kind of what Matt said when we talked to him, that it was going to be, you know, like a joke, you know, a gag, a kill, a joke, a gag, kill, that type of thing. So just kind of throughout this movie. So I'm kind of looking forward to it for that. This seems like the kind of thing that's just going to be like dumb fun. I'm on board. Looks great.
Mind altering substances might be a requirement to get the full impact out of it.
What?
Whatever you choose, that's up to you. But I'm just saying, yeah, it might work a little better.
Yeah, yeah, it might. It might. A couple IPAs or something else. I don't know. All right. Well, I think there is plenty of recognizable names attached to this thing. I don't know how many people who are actually going to like physically appear in the film, but I mean, of course, we saw Jessa Flux is part of this. We saw Morgan Thompson, who of course got married, her name changed. She's Morgan Milliam or Milliam. I can't, I'm not exactly sure how she says that, but and of course we got Matt Skinner, Angel Bradford. I saw Mel Heflin in there. These are all familiar names in the local indie scene.
Heather Harlow as well.
Heather Harlow. And there's a ton of people attached that I'm just not mentioning right now then. And I apologize for that, but hey, just a reaction video. And I really hope that we get to see all of you in there. I mean, they even credit Brutus the Shark in here, for crying out
loud. I saw Brutus the Shark. It was in the trailer.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Oh, how can we forget our good friend Claire Bacon?
Yes, I was kind of hoping I would see her in that trailer, but
yeah, yeah.
To be fair though, if you're gonna have Slutty the Clown, you save Slutty the Clown for the
That's show. Right. That's right. Yeah, so that's gonna be a surprise and a treat in its own, you know, and I'm just happy that I know it's gonna be there. Beyond that, I'm sure that we'll see a credit for Matt Skinner's son, Charlie, in there somewhere. There was plenty of perks that could be purchased and were purchased for this already. And the Indiegogo is still open. It is currently in demand, which means they're going to collect money right up until the time that they release this thing. I saw up at the top that this is, what did they collect? $8,425 Canadian,
which is $6,150 of your freedom dollars. That's although, right. To be fair, money makes more sense than your measurements.
Hey, I'm not even going to argue with you on that one. If I had my way, we'd all be on the metric system. So,
the metric system is the tool of the devil. My car gets 40 rods to the hogshead, and that's the way I like it.
So that's the cool thing. Anybody who's thinking about it, who's on the fence about it, I mean, check out the Indiegogo. They're really reasonable. You can donate a dollar and basically get a thank you. You can get a
$5. You get they'll throw an egg on the director.
Yeah, how about that? You can get a special thanks credit, you know, a Cowboy Jim cameo video. Who doesn't want that? We saw him in the opening of that trailer.
And, I appreciated that we could see the guy that was operating the horse.
Yeah, yeah. So we didn't think that it was a live sentient.
I thought it was. I was horse, scared for a second. Puppet. I thought it was a talking horse.
Yeah, yeah. I was worried about that too. Oh, so they're gonna have air fryer toys. Hey, do they still have the screen used nipples available? Is that on here?
VHS T-shirt, screen used pizza finger slicer.
Oh, okay, pizza finger slicer, and a hatchet.
Doesn't look. That. Someone must have bought the nipple.
Maybe they did. Maybe they did. Because I think there was supposed to be like a nipple and an eyeball and.
Yeah, it looks. Maybe.
Your name here. All right. Well, they sold out of some of these perks. But there's still a bunch of them left.
Surprised more people aren't egging the director. $5, just they'll throw an egg on him. It's great.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Ooh, a mystery box.
Mystery box.
What's in the box? In the fucking box?
Hey, maybe that's how somebody's gonna get that nipple.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot else to say.
No. Do you? Nope. That's how it goes. That's what Indiegogo looks like. So, I mean, go check it out. If you want to contribute, please do. If not, you know, hey, at least like it and share it and let a few other people see it. And that's the name of the game. We want to get this out there and get it to reach as many people as possible. So I'm good with that.
Jessa Flux was in a movie called Debbie Does Demons.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm pretty sure Angel Bradford was in that too.
I'm sure it's great.
It has to be with a name like that. I mean, you know.
Anyway, sorry, I got distracted by the Debbie Does Demons things.
That's easy to do. That's easy to do. All right. Well, yeah. Trailer looks great. I enjoy the quality of it. I know, was this one shot on video?
Yes.
It had that grainy look to it. So.
Yeah, shot on VHS camcorder.
Yeah, yeah. And I know I've heard people refer to that as an acquired taste, but honestly, I enjoy it a lot. But I mean, anybody who's rented a video from the video store, you know, is very familiar with that look. And I think there's a lot of charm to that. You can get a decent looking product with, you know, just by using an old piece of equipment.
You know. I mean, if it was good enough for Evil Dead and, you know,
yeah,
stuff like that, then it's, well, to be fair, Evil Dead was like 16 millimeter.
Wow. Okay. Well. Yeah.
Well, if it was good enough for House on Tombstone Hill, it's good enough for this.
Yeah, of course. So, all right. Well, that wraps it up. I think it looks great. It's awesome. I'm glad that we could get together to do this. I wish you all the best of luck. I really hope it comes together. And I might have to get on here and contribute a little something myself, because I definitely want to see it when it finally comes out. So, yeah. Ryan, any other words of wisdom you'd like to pass along, or any other things that you'd like to say about this trailer?
No, I think we covered it all. I'm looking forward to the movie, and looking forward to watching it, and maybe we'll throw a review up for it someday.
That would be cool. Okay, well, on behalf of myself, on behalf of Ryan, and on behalf of sentient air fryers that like to kill people, I say, remember...
Smile, you son of a bitch!
Squirter!